Hiya.
Hiya. Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to the 1986 canon. I'm Joe Morata, and that is Michael Quinn over there.
That's me. We're here.
Hello there, Michael.
We're back, baby.
Hope you guys had a nice Thanksgiving, those of you in these United States who celebrate it. And if not, we hope you had a nice Thursday.
Yeah.
This is for WWF.
Off.
Yeah, hopefully. Off. This is for WWF Championship Wrestling, and this is coming to you on Friday, November 24th, 2023. And this is for WWF Championship Wrestling, April 26th, 1986. Yeah. This is the last time, Quinn, that we can say April 86. That's right.
Yep.
The third one and the final of this March 31st taping.
Finally leaving the April of 86 era.
Yes, we finally are here. But we thank you guys so much for being with us here, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening along on the audio. We really do appreciate you being with us here. A couple of particulars to get to, and then we're going to get into the canon for this week. First and foremost is we have extra content available.
So much extra
if you're into that sort of thing, and that is available at patreon.com/OVP podcast. What you're going to get over there is the monthly specials, right? We do the weekly television show here.
We do that
on this, yeah. Right? But we also cover something big every single month. For example, for this month, it was WrestleMania 2.
Hustlemania.
It was almost 4 hours that it took us to do WrestleMania 2. Quinn drank a beer.
Yeah.
Very rare.
I mean, it was long, so.
It was long. And you can get that along with every prior and future Canon Plus special at patreon.com/OVP podcast. Coming up in a couple of weeks for May of 86 will be Saturday Night's Main Event, doing one of those again.
Incredible.
It's a fun time. We do a big event every single month.
It's a long form.
It's a long form. Yeah. Yep. And we also do another long form thing on patreon.com/OVP podcast, which is pay-per-view audio reviews.
PPV, as it's known. That's what they say.
That's PPV. What they say. These are full-length breakdowns of everything. It's not a live watch-along. We actually go in detail along with every single pay-per-view. We started with WrestleMania 1. The latest one out is Survivor Series 96. And guess what? Coming next weekend, I know Quinn's ready. I know I'm ready. You know why? Because it's time.
It's Vader time?
No, it's just time.
Oh, just it's time. Yeah, yes. I mean, who isn't ready for that one?
Quinn's been talking about this one for literally 3 years.
It's like, an incredible pay-per-view.
Since we started doing the pay-per-view reviews, I think, almost 5 years ago,
it's like, to me, the epitome of bullshit pay-per-view.
The epitome.
Yeah.
Quinn's been saying to me, like, I can't wait till we get to In Your House, It's Time.
It's my favorite.
You said this, like, when we were doing WrestleMania 3.
It's because I dislike pay-per-views that are meaningless. Like, I like them more than the real ones. Like, I don't know why.
Well, folks, if you want to hear what we think about it and hear all about those pay-per-views, including your favorite ones, you know, whatever the case may be, it's Survivor Series season. We've covered all of those, much to Quinn's chagrin, so far up to 96. Check it out, patreon.com/OVP podcast. But here's the deal, okay? You don't even have to, if you don't want to, pay for it. Yes, I'm
really
serious, yes. You get a free, we have a feature enabled on Patreon, for a free 1 week trial. So if you've been thinking about it or it sounds intriguing to you and you just want to try it out without ever paying, sign up at patreon.com/OVP podcast. Do the free trial option on the $5 tier. It is free. It really is for a week. If you know that you're not keeping it, just cancel immediately like some people do.
Yeah.
We don't get offended. It's fine. If you're into it and you're going to try it maybe a whole month so you get more time to watch the content or listen to the content, try that. It's just $5 for an entire month worth, okay? One way or another, it's patreon.com/OVP podcast. We'll be happy. Quinn will be so happy. Look how happy he looks. So check that out, okay? patreon.com/OVP podcast. And the one other thing that we do here that we always mention is we have a non-wrestling related show.
We do.
Believe it or not. We do talk about other things that aren't wrestling. And it's called Acid Wash Memories. That show comes out every single Monday. Mm-hmm. It is a retro pop culture celebration where we talk about various things every week.
All of the things, really.
All sorts of stuff. You know, the latest one out right now was about Kentucky Fried Chicken.
The chicken. You know, I love the tweet you put out for it where it said the history, the colonel, the chicken.
Yeah,
And I always read it as the chicken.
The chicken. Because it is. We talked all about the colonel and his chicken, whether you like it or not. We did a whole run through. But coming up on Monday, November 27th, for episode number 47, this is a fun one because we can all relate to it in some way, shape, or form. Infomercials.
There you go.
The history of infomercials.
And they're very notable.
We talk about some of the products.
Very unimportant, but very notable.
Very cheap.
Yeah.
It's coming out on Monday. Infomercials. Yes.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
There it is.
All right. With that said, Quinn, a new week in the canon means a new week in the calendar. Maybe some birthdays.
Let's see what we got.
Let's see what there is.
It was April of 86, right?
April 26, 86, yes.
Last week was real busy, right? So this is the 26th.
Yes.
So we got Brutus Beefcake. Brutus Beefcake. No, Brutus Beefcake.
Oh, Beefcake. Yeah, I've heard of him. Hi,
the Putz also on the same day.
Oh, Ivan Putski?
All on the 21st.
Wow.
And on the 23rd, Tony Atlas, notable WWF star.
Yeah, big deal.
One of the biggest. He might be bigger than Hulk Hogan. We're not sure.
He is doing a lot of great things in 86 that we've seen. Like
probably in Puerto Rico.
He was in the Battle Royal that one time. Anyway, okay, so there you go. Next week, we'll be back for a new taping and May of 86. Can't wait for all of that. Taping. But the biggie, Quinn, from last week is we saw that Roddy Piper is still here because he did the pit.
Right, so he's back.
And on that pit, John Studd and King Kong Bundy challenged Andre the Giant and a partner of his choosing for this week.
Yeah, so that doesn't sound new, but I feel like this is finally leading into something different.
Yeah, Andre will definitely be here, definitely be wrestling, definitely.
Yeah, I doubt it.
And we'll see what happens there. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring up the video skip. 3, 2, 1's up! There it is. Again, happy Friday to everybody out there. We hope you start your weekend off right. This is WWF Championship Wrestling. April 26, 1986.
Oh, intro.
I
didn't cut that. Yeah, good audio.
We definitely are looking forward to the challenge matchup as of last.
I'm just glad we don't have that opening.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Steve Lombardi's in the ring.
Wait, so Andre's really going to be here?
Sure.
And a tag team partner of his choice. We're happy to say that his choice is no less than Hillbilly Jim.
Oh,
that's great. I thought we should have.
What did we guess last? I said
like
Mr. Wonderful or JYD, so it's neither.
Jim is big and he loves to be in
Jim is big. He is big.
It was his original name, was Big Jim.
Right now,
waiting us a matchup in the ring, so let's take you right up to ringside.
Who is it? Steve Lombardo and somebody.
Last week's birthday boy.
Yeah. In the ring. Is that the Punisher? What's his name? The Spoiler?
Wait, this is a one-on-one match?
No, they're a team.
The Gladiator.
The Gladiator.
They were on opposing sides of the ring. I got scared.
Well, Lombardi's wandering around. Who are they fighting? Is it the Bulldogs? Is it...
Steve.
Who could it be?
Lombardi.
The Bees? JYD and Steamboat or Tito?
JYD and somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, Steamboat and who?
From the Isle of Tonga.
Oh, you know who. Tonga. From the Isle of Tonga.
Well, Steamboat sometimes teams with other people.
With JYD.
Yeah.
Tonga.
Now, Quinn and I, if you're new here, because YouTube brings in people that don't know what we do. We've been doing this since 1982.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we've been watching it weekly since 82.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, King Tonga needs a turn heel.
He's terrible.
And I love Haku. Like, this is more.
We like Haku. He's just
Haku.
Been. This run is bad.
Really?
I think we didn't. We were taken by surprise how bad it is.
How poor it is.
Yeah, he's just nothing.
He's so bland. I know that when Tama comes in, they get better even when they're face islanders.
Right, but this is not working right now.
This is not working.
Yeah.
The South Pacific Connection or whatever they call it.
Whenever they call a team the Connection, that means they're not a real tag team. That's my opinion.
What about the Rock and Sock Connection?
It's two singles wrestlers.
That's a good point.
And even the
they're connected.
East-West Connection, not a real tag team.
Jesse Ventura and Adrian.
And the what's the one the Gorilla likes? The
East-West
the
Connection.
The Can-Am Connection.
Oh, the K&M
Connection. The K&M Connection. It's also two singles wrestlers, just tag team.
K&M Connection! Nice backdrop there by Tonga on Steve Lombardi.
Lombardo.
Ricky Hunter is the Gladiator, by the way. Yeah. Roberto Roman is the referee. Have you had the Arizona Hard Iced Tea?
That exists?
Yeah, I'm drinking it.
It's got alcohol in it?
Yeah.
See, I like me some Arizona iced tea. But that's peach flavor, right? That's not lemon flavor.
Yeah, it's peach. I had the lemon earlier. All right, here comes Steamboat off the top of the chop. Right there onto Lombardi.
You can barely taste the alcohol in it. It's way more iced tea than alcohol.
Very tea.
Yeah.
And, so just keep that in your back pocket there, Michael.
Oh, boy, I need to...
I know you're a big proponent of Arizona iced tea.
I am.
You go puffing that to your house right now? All right.
I need to see
Irish
if that's
whip there,
leapfrog
by Steamboat. Another one off the ropes is Lombardi. And Steamboat with a baseball slide through. Off the ropes again. Here he comes. Crossbody by Steamboat. 1-2. Kick out by Steve Lombardi.
Arizona hard.
Arm drag by Ricky Steamboat.
Do they have it on here?
I don't know, Quinn.
Where do you get it from? Just the liquor store? Or?
Yeah, I got it from Mahoudi's.
So, you know, okay. You know what I wish... The one thing that upsets me about living in New Jersey is that, like, you have to go to a liquor store. Like, isn't
you can't go to Walmart or
7-Eleven has alcohol in most places.
Target.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. If you're from out of state and you don't know that about us here, we have dedicated liquor stores.
It's irritating.
You can't really buy it anywhere else.
If you go to New York City, right, one of the things I always notice is you get right out of the subway and there's like,
hey, you want some beer?
Yeah, it's just, there's just beer in the terminal.
It's
like, you
true.
Can just like get, and it's like, and it's and sold Sbarro. At like a 7-Eleven or like a convenience store.
Yeah, we don't have that here in Jersey.
It's just hanging out there.
Tonga back in, beautiful flying drop kick by Tonga on the Gladiator. Nicely done.
I feel like that encourages also a more free spirit element when there's just like, alcohol like exposed to the street like that, like it's on the road.
I would say that the free spirit is a good way to put it, Quinn. Yeah. What is he doing here? Gonna row the boat?
Give me a second.
Where are you going? Oh, more juice. I would also like to mention here that our friend Michael Quinn, my best friend and podcast partner,
esteemed colleague. Yeah.
He showed up at my house here for the other thing that we record. And he was like, I gotta place a GoPuff order. I don't have Coke. I need my Coke.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, not the other thing. And so
which is a lovely service, by the way.
GoPuff, yes. We're not being paid to endorse this.
Yeah.
And so he...
A little pricey, but still, when you're in a pinch, right?
Yep. And now he's got his bottle of Coca-Cola, not can.
Right.
This match is still going, by the way, if you're on the audio. And there's no reason for it, because we know that nothing becomes of this team. It's, you know, Quinn, can I say something here?
What?
I want your observation. You've been watching this with me.
For a long time.
For the most part.
Yeah.
And generally you watch it. And is Ricky Steamboat kind of floundering this last
six months? Yeah. He needs a feud.
And I don't mean that he's not a good wrestler. That's not what I mean. I mean, he's not doing anything.
I didn't even think his feud with Don Morocco wasn't that good.
It was a little less than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew about it.
More of a house show thing.
It was. They wore karate jackets and things.
At first, they tried to make it a thing on TV, but that only lasted like 2 or 3 weeks, and then they just stopped kind of mentioning it. Like, they would say it's you could go see it at a house show, but other than that, it wasn't referenced. It was just a bunch of Ricky Steamboat and Don Morocco separated doing different things.
They did do the martial arts match on something. Was it MSG?
Saturday Night's Main Event, but that was like near the end of the feud.
It was the end of the feud,
and this feud was like 6 months long.
I think it was.
So long.
I think what it is with Steamboat is just, what logical opponent can he feud with right now? Maybe a guy with a snake or something. I don't know, because he's a dragon.
Yeah, or, the Macho Man, who's also here, who doesn't have a feud now that he's done with George Steele.
I think he's back to calling out Hogan, from what we noticed last week, right?
Yeah, but
and
see,
Tito.
There's a bunch of faces that are looking for opponents, like Steamboat,
yeah.
JYD.
JYD.
These are all people that, you know, Macho Man's got to fight eventually.
Porno Orndorff doesn't have any
opponents.
Porno
Orndorff, yeah.
All right, are we going to get an update? Hi. Here we go. WrestleMania 2,
there's a lot more faces than heels, I feel, right now.
There are a lot of faces, yeah.
That's why it's like Macho Man has the pick of the litter. He can fight anybody.
Good point.
Extravaganza.
See, we are talking about 2. Still.
Figures already in indicate that over 4 million homes tuned
in
their TV
actually.
Sets for this tremendous
4 million, event. Is that right?
A further 2 million
pretty
plus.
Good.
Packed various arenas for close
maybe worldwide
TV in major cities nationwide.
I don't know the numbers offhand.
Why would that many people get this? It was awful.
No, come on, Quinn. You know what the time this was like. Big deal.
People were saying
you know that.
People were saying that like this is a bad show, but they like it. Like that's what a
that's
lot.
That's how I feel about it. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't. It is bad.
Yeah, it's
like, come
not,
on. It's not.
It's
good.
Very much not good. And even on paper, it didn't seem that good.
The main events were intriguing, I guess, right? That's about it.
The IC title didn't look intriguing.
No.
The tag titles was pretty much it.
That was a foregone conclusion.
The Hogan was like, they tried to make us care, but honestly...
They tried, Quinn.
I had no... Seeing it in order...
Nothing happened in this
update. There was no way that King Kong Bundy was beating Hulk Hogan.
With the benefit of hindsight, though. I mean, but...
No, with the benefit of sight.
Kid.
Not hindsight.
Just regular sight.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
finally, Hercules.
Okay. He hasn't been on TV in forever.
Been a while.
Yeah, he's worn this uniform already, so that's
wood.
Not new.
Yeah,
yeah the wood uniform.
The wood. Shout out
to samurai, whatever he is.
Shout out to Jean Grenier, a big Hercules fan, and Deadhead Dan. So he's fighting Mario Mancini, still doing the Brody stomp.
They're still calling him Hernandez, so that's
he's Hernandez until Bobby gets him.
Okay, drops to Hernandez.
And the wood.
Yeah.
Remember when he gets the short hair and he doesn't have the wood suit and he's like,
now why does
the chain?
Why does Blassie let go of Hercules? That's interesting. That Bobby,
you don't remember?
What
we saw
is that when Blassie retires or not?
We try not to like go too far ahead on this, but since I know the answer, I'll tell you.
Because Blassie's like a notable manager. Well, like he doesn't need to pass anybody off. He's good.
Do you remember who comes in the fall of '86 and co-manages all of Blassie's guys with him?
Bobby, right?
No. New guy comes in.
The Slickster.
Yes. And then Blassie like gradually backs away, so it's only Slick. And then if you recall,
I know Slick sends Hercules to Bobby.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Yes. Slick is the one. Remember they go to the bank together?
It's good.
Yeah. That's okay. So you remember.
I remember that. I just wasn't sure how Blassie lost him.
He just like quietly like fades away.
Yeah.
He brings this like, he's like, say Slick's going to help me. And then it's just only Slick. You know what I mean?
Now this in real life, that was Blassie
finally retiring.
Thrown in the towel.
Yeah. Because remember, Slick also gets Sheik and Volkov.
Does Blassie have any representation by WrestleMania 3? Is he already out?
He's done. It's late 86 when we don't see him anymore.
Huh.
All right, so Hercules and Mario Mancini here. I got to tell you, I have no problem with Hercules Hernandez so far.
But I also have no problem with Freddie Blassie, and it's unfortunate that he's on. We're in the final year.
We're in the final year of him.
We only got a couple months left. We don't even have a year left.
We don't. And he's been on a renaissance, Fred Blassie, this last year and a half.
I know. It's like it's almost like he's a classic, like... You know, he was just a little too old when the wrestling finally got good. Right?
To be like I know what you mean. But he was a big name in his time in California and stuff in the 60s.
Yeah, I'm just saying it must have sucked because he's seeing it come in and getting way bigger than it was for the last like 10, 15 years.
I don't know.
And then
though. And then
suddenly he's like, well, now I'm too old and I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, but
and
he was one of those...
I could be making a ton more money.
But Vince had him on the payroll until he died.
He did, but he wasn't doing anything.
He was making money for doing nothing? You think he was upset about that? Would you be?
What?
Imagine if you got to have money, Quinn, for doing nothing. I know that it would never happen to you, but imagine.
But, wait a sec, question.
Yes,
how much money are we talking here?
Better than zero. I don't know, Quinn.
I mean, was he getting cuts of gates and shit?
I don't think he was getting gate cuts, but if anyone knows Freddie Blass's financial history, please let us know. Ogden, Utah.
I wonder if they just said, this is a salary. Like a severance salary of some kind.
Token salary.
Yeah.
Is that a new shot they've been doing from the audience? Look at Blassie hitting Mancini in the head with his cane. Pencil neck geek.
It's weird how they... You know, wrestling is a weird industry. The WWE is, at least.
No, all of it is. The whole concept is weird.
But I find it... What I find very odd, right, is that there were certain people that they made arrangements with when they got old, and they said, oh, you can just go away and we'll keep paying you. Like, it's not just Blassie. There's a couple of people.
Some of them were because of that, torture rack or the overhead backbreaker coming up by Hercules. That does it.
Yeah.
Nice win for him. Some of it, like Gorilla and a couple of others, was Arnie and a few people in the 70s and 80s.
It's a very old-timey thing. The idea of a true, like, severance that's like a retirement package.
Well,
like,
for Gorilla specifically, I forget the other guys that were the shareholders.
Yeah.
When Vince bought out Capital.
I mean, he had lifetime employment.
Correct.
That was different. But, like, what I'm talking about is, like, a Blassie where they just essentially gave him, like, a retirement pension of some kind.
They did that with Albano for a long time until they finally had enough of him. I don't think Vince didn't love Lou Albano.
Well, it's because Lou was like barnstorming all over the place. Like, he wasn't really retired.
He did the UWF, remember? Yeah. Andre the Giant.
Yeah. No, he to me.
He barnstormed, you're right.
He wasn't really retired. Like, Blassie didn't do anything else.
Not really, right?
Like, he actually was retired.
He would just show up sometimes. Remember when he showed up like during the invasion angle?
Yeah, exactly. And that's my point is that Blassie, like, that's a solid. He could go live in Florida and kind of chill out and just stop doing stuff. Yeah.
Oh, this is that hot Australian tag team, SD Jones and
Paul Roma here.
Because don't.
Romeo Roma.
You notice something? This is the first promo with the new blue background that we've seen.
Now, is this blue background because they're in Australia or temporarily?
I don't think Gene's. No, they're doing this in the U.S., but.
Okay.
Is this the changing of the guard? We'll see if it mixes for a while.
Because to me, they have used this background, but only when they're like away. Like, they don't have the regular background.
We haven't seen this one yet, have we?
I think we have.
I don't think so.
Let's have a look.
Gene's wearing an Australian hat.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, if you can tell whether or not
look at my heat.
Australia, but I'll tell you, I just think the world of it. And of course, we're going to be back down under with World Wrestling Federation superstars.
He looks like an idiot.
Like Paul Roma from Kensington, New York.
Paul Roma.
Antigua in the West Indies.
Paul
Romy. Special Hillary Jones.
Porno
and
Roma.
SD, I understand you and Paul are ready to take on any and all comers.
I told you they're a hot Australian tag team. I already knew that.
Into a way. Why are they good in Australia?
They're not.
And they told me that the Heart Foundation is getting ready.
I feel like SD
to into Australia.
You're not beating the Heart Foundation.
Right, but see, man, SD Jones.
Yeah, SD Jones.
He cuts a decent promo. It's weird that he's a jobber.
Well, he wasn't a jobber
in
the 70s.
But it's weird that he's still cutting promos.
They keep him like just like right below the surface of like almost like he could win.
They always do this with him, right? Yeah. He's never. I don't think ever in SD Jones' career he was ever an actual jobber. He's just like a slight notch.
You know
above.
What it is? People think he is because, and I thought he was for a long time. So
yeah, because but he's cutting promos. They don't have Rusty Brooks
right.
cut promos.
Well, that one time on TNT. But yes, yeah. You're right. You know what it is? It's because if you grew up after the fact, like we did, you see him being the big jamoke that loses to King Kong Bundy.
It loses to everyone.
Right. But you think, oh, he beat him in 9 seconds, quote unquote.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be impressive because it was SD Jones, right? Like, I think the way they were booking it, right?
It's the same shit they did with Gurria, Quinn.
Yeah.
It's not much different.
But Gurria don't cut promos no more.
Thank
SD Jones always cuts house show promos. Like, he always.
He's still an active, like, roster member. Like, he's not crap.
Yeah, it's true. Paul Roma's worse than him.
Yeah, because he's new. Are you starting to kind of like SD Jones?
I don't have an issue with him.
You used to.
I have an issue with the inconsistency of, like, they say he has a chance to win, but he never wins. Why don't they have him win sometimes a little bit, just to refresh?
I feel like we haven't seen him win on TV since, like, 83.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legit.
It's been,
since,
like, 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years, yeah. Yeah. All right, back to the promo.
Put the camera over here on my man. We're going to get down.
Wait,
and you know
talk?
I can boogie.
They just need to have him win like one match soon.
Just to establish.
Just to reestablish that he wins.
Look at this.
Coming to Australia, the Anvil Neidhart and the Hitman, Bret Hart. Maybe the little man, the manager, Gene, maybe he might be there. But
I have no problem with him.
But you guys have no chance.
Get ready. No, they're not going
to beat the Heart Foundation.
I don't think so.
Get out of here.
Melbourne,
it's not happening.
Back in Perth, Sydney, I'll be there. Newcastle, I'll be there. Brisbane, my beautiful city.
He likes Brisbane.
Kangaroo, left
why don't they have them fight a jobber tag team? That way we boost them up a little bit.
Exactly. Paul Romy.
Barrier Reef.
What's he going to say?
Who knows?
Well, I'll tell you,
right
Gene,
now.
You know, me and SD, we've been
talking?
Working real hard together in the ring. We've been working hard in the gym.
I'm fine
and we're not
with
afraid
it.
Of anybody.
Yeah,
we're
gym.
Coming,
see that.
We're coming back to Australia, and we're going to show the people what it's all about to wrestle. We're not afraid of anybody. And
his hair is great, by the way, right now.
Right here.
He's got good hair.
You like Roma's hair?
Very puffy.
I like puffy.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Heat.
Oh, my heat.
I don't know if you call it juke or what you call it.
I really don't mind Paul Roma. I'm just going to say that. Like, I don't have a problem with
it's
him.
It's really because he makes up for it with Power and Glory.
Yeah, but like, even in the young stuff, he's solid. Like, he's not a bad wrestler. He's got a good look. Pedro Tito!
Horrible. I'm not interested
come on
in that.
Now!
Keep doing this.
Who are they fighting?
Oh, well, X and
the
King of Prussia. What's
no,
his name?
No.
No, it's AJ.
Oh, Gino Carabella?
No.
AJ Petrucci?
No, the Barbarian dude.
Dave Barbie?
No, the other Barbarian guy with the Barbarian coat.
AJ Petruzzi.
AJ Petruzzi, that's it.
Barbarian coat. Stop. Shut up.
Yeah.
No one even cares about him anymore.
There was like zero reaction. There's probably like dads in the audience. He used to be good. Like,
look, son. I don't care. Where's Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, exactly. He used to be the world champion, you know. That's like every dude that knows about wrestling and just whispering to their friend who doesn't know.
He used to be the champion.
He used to be the champion. Now he's not.
Remember
Tito
how
Santana,
they call
the Tecula Torpedo?
They call him that all the time.
That's definitely his name.
Can I just say something? I need to give a special like word of appreciation to Mr. X.
He's been good.
He's a stalwart of this show like the last year, and he's great.
He's kind of like, he reminds me of what's his name? Paul London when he was like
right?
Like Mr. Velocity.
Yeah,
like definitely Mr. X is Mr. Championship Wrestling.
Like you've seen him work, he's good, isn't he? Like
it's on
Danny
every episode, every like, single one.
He's not even bad. Pedro
it's funny that it's
off
Danny
X.
Davis.
I know, and then like soon he's just a regular ref again.
Yeah,
all the time. I mean, I know he still is
but
now.
He
but.
Is on every single episode. Somebody's got to be...
Good hand.
Who has the most appearances on WF Championship Wrestling? Maybe Danny Davis a whole, if you count Mr. X and everything.
Remember when he used to be the referee uniform model?
Yeah, he tried all the different uniforms.
The black PJs one time.
I like that one. The black.
They didn't stick, though. He was the only one that wore them.
Yeah.
Body slam by Pedro. Oh, by the way, I want to mention also, if you're new around here, or if you forgot, which I doubt, if you're wondering where any pre-1986 videos are, just Patreon again. They're there. We have to just...
But they're free there, right?
No, they're not free. They're on the $2 tier.
Oh, they're on the $2. Okay.
But seriously, like, it's $2. You need $2, I'll give it to you.
I might even... Whoa.
You know I will, but like... In case you want to like get the full experience, like 82...
The full Monty.
Yeah, to 80... The Monty Kipsop. Mm-hmm. 82 to 85 is all on there. So, in case anyone was wondering...
Just in case.
We didn't just start, even though this channel is new. We used to have... It's not worth it. We used to have a channel. Got taken down because I was dumb.
Right.
And posted like, hey, here's full episodes of Primetime or whatever the fuck I was doing.
That was probably not a good idea.
No, it was a terrible idea.
It got things noticed. I mean, it was one thing when we posted the super rare Sean Mooney and...
Bingo Break.
Which,
if you've seen that out there, we were the first post because Richard Land was the first to get it.
So that's fine. But when you start posting episodes of Primetime and stuff...
And like, Spotlight.
Yeah. It's like, somebody might notice.
You did warn me, too.
Yeah, I was this is probably not.
And I'm like, it's fine. It'll be fine. Don't worry.
I feel like we were already cruising for a bruising while we do these live watches, but...
Yeah, but apparently they, you know, either they don't care or, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Anyway, down goes AJ.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like this team, and I'm going to tell you why.
They stink.
Yeah. It's the same reason I don't like Steamboat in a team.
Right.
Because hindsight, not regular sight, but hindsight... We know that Tito and Steamboat are not doing anything with these partners that they have.
No, they're just sitting around.
Literally, knowing what we know in 2023, it's a waste of my time.
They're not going to challenge the British Bulldogs.
Right. Yeah, the face tag champions, so what ranks are they moving up?
Nothing.
Beat the Dream Team?
Like, to me, if you have face tag champs, it should be all heel tag teams, period. We should never, ever see other face tag teams.
Right, like, they should
have zero chance.
Right, the Sheik and Volkov should be on this show.
Yeah.
The Hart Foundation. And we need more heel tag teams, by the way. Is that all we have? It is.
It's weird. There's not enough heel tag teams, but there's a bunch of face tag teams. A
bunch of them. And then gets the
suddenly, when there's heel tag team champions, all of a sudden, all the other tag teams are faces.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. All right. Well, nice quick win there. Quick enough. Dick Kroll was the referee. Yeah, I'm not... I don't want to see Pedro anymore.
This show is way too tag-team-centric at this point. It is... They crossed a line, and I don't know why, like, at some point, like where it's just every episode is 100 tag-team matches.
Do you think it's just to not give away singles or to get more guys on the show?
I think their thought process actually is to get more featured stars, but the problem is whoever gets the winning shot gets to see their finishing move, so it really doesn't do anything anyway. So, like...
Yeah, good
point. It's like you didn't see Pedro Morales' finishing move, so you don't really give a shit about him now.
Hang on. Yeah, sorry. Andre's not here
yet. We're scheduled for that. I mean, not here yet. Tag match in a
moment. We'll have a word on Andre's not here yet.
Wait, are we getting... Is this machine stuff?
I didn't say... Look, blue again. Blue.
Okay,
he's talking about Boston.
Tonight is the night, 8 p.m. start. And
they
you
switched,
will not believe
this
action.
It's a new background.
We'll see. We'll see how consistent this is.
The British Bulldogs.
British.
Davey Boy Smith out of the frying pan into the fire.
Shut up.
The freeing
the
pan.
Former champions.
Don't we have to deal with Ken Resnick soon? For months.
Don't suggest that, please.
I don't mind Ken. But we won't have any Gene. Like, isn't Gene just completely not on TV for months?
Is there some period where he doesn't work here for some reason, briefly?
Doesn't that happen like every year or something? But
contract negotiations.
It definitely happens in 88. I know that, but yeah, we'll see.
Beefcake. Boston's own strongman, Ted Arcidi, to meet Big John Studd.
The thing is, Gene
Uncle
has kind
Elmer,
of like
one-on-one as he squares off against the
put himself, he's inserted
Am
himself at this point
anything?
Where he's
so good.
Like,
I'm sorry.
We're just supposed to have him.
Yeah, we need him. Jimmy.
What's this?
And Dory.
You know, a couple
Dory.
Of weeks make, you know, a couple of three, four
Tug
weeks.
Way
you know,
tougher
really
than Terry, according to Terry himself.
On the ring, put these stupid wrestling tights on and face the Junkyard Dog, Ricky Steamboat, and the Hidak Kid. But after WrestleMania 2, when we left the Junkyard Dog laying wrestling tights on and faced the Junkyard Dog, Ricky Steamboat and the Hidak Kid.
Hidak Kid.
After WrestleMania 2, when we left the Junkyard Dog laying face down in the middle of the ring, Hoss and Terry Funk, they say, you see, Jimmy, you can do it 159 pounds, baby. And we did it in
WrestleMania. So Jimmy's going to replace Terry here, I think.
Let me ask you a question. Is somebody trying to insult the world's greatest manager, Jimmy Hart?
That's right,
putting
Dory.
Him in a six-man tag team match.
Rare Dory speaking.
I don't think you're trying to insult him.
I'm going to tell you something.
We're going to see what
look at that. Look at the headband.
Yeah, we're going to see what he's made of, all right, because if that hated kid gets in there, Jimmy Hart's going to knock him right on his tail. I want to tell Ricky Steamboat something, too.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't say Keister
there.
This
is the Funk Brothers, along with Jimmy Hart.
I was thinking Keister.
And there's going to come a time that we're going to get Steamboat down, and when we do, we're turning Jimmy Hart loose on Steamboat. But I want everybody to do one thing. Save the Junkyard Dog for me.
Ooh.
Because in WrestleMania 2, we did what we said we were going to do. We beat the Junkyard Dog.
Mm-hmm. They did.
But we paid the price, and my brother paid the price. And I'm going to take it out.
What
on
is
the
he injured, aka like somewhere else?
I think Terry is legit injured, but guess what? Thanks, John Grenier, for spoiling it. But Terry does—he's still here.
Really?
We will see Terry again.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought he was gone.
I won't tell you when though.
Okay.
Can I just say
that's good news?
It is good news. Can I just say something too? Because we're very reflective today. It's the end of the taping, you know, end of the month.
Yeah.
I like Hoss Funk's run so far.
It's not bad.
Right?
I don't have an issue with him just yet.
I know who Dory Funk is if you're new.
Okay, so here we go. Andre's not here. Stud and Bundy's next. What's going to happen?
You know what happens?
I'll see.
Okay. Not that
what,
I
is
do.
SD Jones going to replace him or something?
No. Ooh, new graphic. No. Someone else.
Tonight at 8 p.m. Good seat.
Wow.
Sale up until match time at the
this
Garden
is the first time the faint, like, oh, we're going to be here thing.
Versus Big John Studd.
Interesting.
Wow.
With the Junkyard Dog, Ricky Steamboat.
That's what they're just promoting.
They're finally making a change.
Manager Jimmy Hart.
We're getting somewhere, Quinn. Oh, big rematch there. Dream Team against Bulldogs.
Good music, by the way.
Really good.
The WWF. Tonight, 8 p.m.
Remember we used to get Fink interrupting back in 82 and 83?
Yeah, they didn't do this. Is better.
This is good. Oh, commercial cars.
The Toyota 4Runner is the perfect
escape
vehicle. That
Paul Roma?
I think it was.
Toyota 4Runner. You can't beat it.
Yep.
Unbeatable breakaway.
Where they would choose Paul Roma for an an advertisement? It's like who?
Photogenic.
Yeah, but also who?
460.
All right, Bundy and Stud.
King Kong Bundy.
Moments like this make me.
That's a nice Band-Aid.
His partner from
moments like this make me miss Ken Patera.
Yeah, he was good.
I like him being the crony to John Studd.
It was good.
It was good. That little run they had.
I had that issue with the McDonald's.
Yep.
Okay, so Jim's here, but who with who?
Don't worry.
From Boston, Massachusetts.
What? No! No!
The strongest man.
This is a horrible replacement.
He's a face. See?
And his partner from Montreal.
Terrible.
Where's Andre? Mark Eaton ringside.
And why is Andre not here for real?
I don't know, Quinn. We'll have to find out as the months continue here.
Wait. Is Andre, like, really not here anymore?
He was supposed to be here. It's supposed to be him and
him building
a gym.
Now we're doing a storyline, it sounds like.
Yeah.
We have yet to hear an explanation as to why he's not here.
See, they're trying to act all jolly, like, oh, this is normal. Like, this is what was supposed to happen.
Well, Bruno's not. He's like, where's Andre?
Bruno's like, this is bullshit, Vince. No,
you can't speculate, but we know Andre was a dedicated man. He is, and I know.
I don't think Jack Tunney would be very happy about this, do you?
Oh.
Andre missing a show?
Yeah, but it's only one show.
Still, I
like,
mean,
maybe,
Tunney is...
Let's see if this happens again.
Okay.
But, right? Is
we'll
like,
see what happens with Jack Tunney.
Like, I can... Andre the Giant, all these years of service, if you know, maybe,
hey.
maybe his car broke down or something.
My car, I have to sit in the backseat.
Right, like, his plane, like... It was slower because he's slower because he's so big and he slowed down the plane.
I'm so big.
Yeah.
I drank everything.
It's a slower flight.
I drank Jet Fuel.
Yeah. And so maybe there was a problem, right?
Maybe. Bundy weighed in on a cattle scale.
Oh. Okay.
You're a schmuck.
That's
how about
what he,
that?
That's what he did.
You mustachioed fuck.
You hate all these sign guys.
No, I hate that guy with the mustache and the dumb shirt.
Yeah, but can we judge the signs not from the guy?
They're all bad. All his signs stink.
Some of them are good.
No, none of them are good. So Ted Arcidi here filling in for Andre. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Same legacy. same talent.
Now, when I think of Andre the Giant, I think of Ted Arcidi.
Yeah, of course. Javid Yad. Talking, he did have the funny promo recently.
Yeah, but he's also a terrible wrestler.
He's a terrible wrestler. But I like
one
him.
One of the worst.
Yes, he is. But I still like him.
Oh, he's taking his weightlifting belt off. He must be serious.
He's short, huh? He looks like Rusev.
But he's strong. He's kind of like Ivan Putski. That's the look they're
very
going for.
Straight. He's bigger than Putz. Rusev Crush. Yes, he is, Quinn.
I think his singlet makes him look smaller than Putz. It does, because Putz looks like he's more muscular than him.
Well, maybe, but Putz is doing a little
bit. When's the Putz coming back?
Oh, never. But
what are you talking about? He's great.
Not with the greasy hair in 86, 87. No, he's not.
Bundy had to convince you that the greasy hair Putz is fine.
No, I hate that era. Bundy!
It's
elbow
good.
On Jim.
It's all because you saw the one time that he didn't have the greasy.
No, I like that earlier version of him better. Where he's like fun loving and he's like got the
not
gear
as
gun.
Muscular though. Jim.
Yeah, I like it better. Sorry.
Gotta get him back.
No, we don't need to get him back. But listen to the crowd for King Kong, but I mean, Hillbilly Jim here. Charge, head of steam.
The championship the crowd always likes, specifically the championship crowd likes Hillbilly. In
well,
my
he's
opinion.
One of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because he started in the audience
started
and everything.
The, fan. The build on that was actually really good. It sucks that he got injured.
It really does for him.
It
really did ingratiate him with the audience.
Yeah, like, and Hogan was like great with that whole build.
Yeah. Well, look at that move there. Hillbilly got the tag. You see that flippity flip
yeah.
he did?
Here comes Arcidi.
Yeah, he's going to go down.
He ain't beating
Arcidi's
John
taking
Studd.
The pin, by the way. No, Hillbilly Jim is too big of a star for this.
In 86, absolutely. Yeah. But Arcidi hasn't lost yet that we know of. Oh, shit!
Wow, he's just lifting him pretty easily, too.
Bundy with the attack.
You see that? He did it like a real lift.
He was going to do a press slam. That, I mean, I love the logic there. Like, of course he can do it. He can pick up, like, 500
pounds. He's supposed to be the strongest man in the world.
So now Stud's pissed. Oh, down goes Gilberto.
I knocked the ref down.
Gilberto, call
DQ.
For the
DQ.
Good.
The rare. Gilberto, like, never DQs, I feel like.
He sucks. That's why. Yeah. See? Even you know.
Yeah.
We're doing an attack angle on Ted Arcidi? Is he worth it?
Maybe we're writing him off the show.
No, he's not gone yet.
People are throwing garbage. They don't like this.
Well, because Arcidi turned face, like, not really, but he kind of did. Remember, no one knew what he was.
It was very ambiguous.
I know.
Wow, we're just playing it out. Like,
that's a choice in post-production, obviously, right?
I wonder why they're doing the play out.
I don't know. Yeah, look.
It's almost like they made a mistake and lowered the play out volume.
Yeah, look.
Now it's Piper's pit.
That was weird.
We have the number one contenders for the World Tag Team Champions. They think it's the greatest team ever put together.
Okay. Dream Team?
We have the Killer Bees.
Wait. Hang on a second.
Why are they the number one contenders?
I was just going to say, if they're the number one contenders, then why are the Dream Team getting a title shot?
Well, rematch. That's different. Number one contenders and getting a...
So what contender number are you if you're getting a rematch?
Well, you're on the... Okay, so I feel like the hierarchy is this. It's like there's number one contenders, right? Like after the titles change hands, there's number one contenders, but then there's this nebulous like rematch situation that's just also existing until that's cleared, and then you're knocked... If you lose that rematch, then you're knocked to the bottom again.
If it's nebulous, I'll give... It's nebulous?
Yeah, it's not in the like contender ranking. It's just like it's owed... You know what I'm saying? Like, it's owed.
It's what?
It's owed. You have to.
Oh, they're not in their stupid tights, at least.
You'll hurt your little wing.
He can make fun of them all he wants.
This is the number one team in the entire world, I say, and they got their little wing hurt.
Huh? It's a big joke, huh, Piper?
Well, don't talk to him. Talk to the captain, please.
First of all, how are you gonna wrestle like that?
Of course I am.
For those of you on the audio, Brunzel's got his left arm in a cast and his hand.
Hey, man, cheaters. Cheaters!
Oh, yeah, of all person.
How can you wrestle with a cast on your arm? That ain't right.
He is a funny man.
An authority on casts.
The ace of comedy.
I recall you had a cast on for about 9 months. Am I right? I don't
a legitimate
recall
injury.
Ever having a cast on for like that.
Piper.
Obviously, you either have a short memory or you took one too many punches. One too many punches.
See, look at the captain speaking.
Man. Shut up.
No. He's just better.
No, he's not.
You think you're so smart. You come out here and you got one poor wing hurt now. And what? It does tell me, does it hurt? Does it
that doesn't hurt. No, wait a second. Don't try to defend him now.
This is getting pretty heated. I like this.
The Bees don't give a fuck.
Yeah. In the ring, and he's going to be on his own, and you're going to be in the...
They're not even in the center of the area. They're still hanging off the edge.
Can you put a hold on someone?
I'd love to put a hold on you, Piper. I've been waiting 10 months. How about it?
Go ahead. Ace.
This would be fun if they did a tag team match, these two versus...
Okay, yeah, but Piper don't, never wrestles.
Yeah.
It's okay, Ace. It's okay.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Blair just shoved Piper out of the way. Hey, the captain did a great job, Quinn. Blair's like, fuck you, Piper. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Look.
I told you, man.
To my right.
Oh, different quality.
Ryan Blair is the captain, Joe. Oh, just Jack the Snack.
Versus who? Fuflu? Same thing.
It might as well be Fuflu.
Yeah.
Mountain, Georgia.
Jack the Snack in the ring already.
Well, he doesn't really make an entrance. He just is there.
He doesn't have music yet, right?
Yeah.
Wick Watrick is the
Wick
referee.
Wick Watrick, yeah.
Jack the Snack.
Now, what's up with the quality on this? It's worse.
I'm wondering what happened here, Richard. Well, mate, the thing had to be from a different tape.
It's from the beta.
Fish and cheeps. So we have the AI Richard Land.
AI Richard Land is really funny. Can
it
I just say?
Just like real Richard Land.
It's amusing to me.
Quinn asked me.
I asked you legit. So on the KFC episode, Joe inserted a fish and chips, and then I asked him.
Signed by Fluffa.
Because I didn't know it was in there. Because when we record the show, it's not there initially, right? So I'm listening back, and I hear it, and I chuckle, and I chuckle so much I rewound it a couple of times because I was like, wait a second, is that Richard from some other thing where we were hanging out with him and he said fish and chips and Joe just had it?
Nope.
And then he informed me that that's AI Richard.
I've said this for a while as Jake grabs Malo by the hair. I've said for a while, Snapmare by Jake, that Richard Land just sounds like he's AI in real life. Like, I've seen the man. We've seen him in real life.
We've eaten
dinner with him, right? Yep. He just sounds like that.
You know what it is?
He's been in this room.
I think because Richard enunciates, and so the AI can replicate it real easily because he Richard has good separation.
He has good diction, I think.
Diction.
The word
that's I'm thinking separation of words, like how there's like a there's like it's not
diction.
Perceivable, but it's kind of like it sounds
it's
the way
diction.
It sounds, right?
Yeah.
So when you type things in Richard's voice in the AI, it can do it.
And whatever I forget what I pulled it from. The clip of him. I think it's when he... Remember when he hosted the bloopers episode for us?
Yeah.
That's what I got it from. Yeah.
Fish and cheeps.
Those of you that don't know, maybe I'll have Richard say something. Whoa. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Why are we seeing an ad for something?
Can you show one day like how
I
it
just
works?
Type. You just type it
I just want to see
website.
What the input looks like.
When...
Really? I've always wondered. I just want to see how the sausage is made.
It's just called 11labs.io. Like, people ask me, and I tell them what it is. I'm not, like, hiding it.
Okay, 11.
I mean, there's, like, settings and stuff.
So how do you save Richard's voice? Oh, add voice, and then you just put, like, an MP3 file or something?
Yeah, you go to the voice lab, but that's all you get right now.
That's all it is?
Yeah, because, it's very easy, but I'm good at manipulating it.
Yeah, no, Joe has to write, like, the words in the right way or some shit.
Anyone can use it, you know, but you have to write funny things. Like, you could just say, like, fart, fart, poop, poop, and it wouldn't be that funny.
Can you do that in the Richard voice, please?
All right. Poop. Jake got the win with the DDT, by the way. Did he do the DDT?
The sneak.
Let's just make sure.
Yeah, he did it.
Let's see it again. We are doing a wrestling show.
He knocked out the leg, and then he landed the DDT.
Yeah, the DDT.
Boom.
Boink.
And then Fuflu got knocked out.
Fuflu.
See, that's just what he does.
That's just what he does. Let's see what Richard says. Fart, fart, poop, poop.
Fart, fart, poop, poop.
Why was that? I didn't think it would catch the poop. Like
fart,
the
fart, poop, poop.
Wait, can we hear that? Very mature show. As people turn off in droves.
Yeah. Fart, fart, poop, poop.
Now, can you do me? You have me in there?
I
just the same text and just with me.
I do have you still.
I know
there.
You have me. Fart, fart, poop, poop.
It's
a little muffled. Fart, fart, poop, poop. How did you adjust? Is that a
you
setting?
You just regenerate it.
Okay.
But it goes against your quota. You have to pay for like how many times you use this per month.
Mm. Anyway.
I like Pepsi.
Don't say that.
I like Pepsi.
See, why am I... There's like a...
Because it's not perfect,
the
Quinn.
The pitch is weird on that.
I like Pepsi and Bret Hart.
The pitch is off on that. It doesn't sound like me.
I can't fix it, Quinn.
I know you can't. But anyway, let's see what Jake's up
to.
No,
let's not. Hang on. I have something else that's very important here.
Okay.
Well, I might be able to do
fart,
a little...
Fart, poop, poop.
fart, poop, poop.
I like Pepsi and Bret Hart. Shawn Michaels stinks.
What?
That had your stinks.
Yeah, as that one was good.
I'll do one more, and then we're moving on. I promise, folks.
I like Pepsi and Bret Hart. Shawn Michaels stinks.
That's not that good.
Yeah, I mean, the stinks was too long at the end.
Let's... Is there anything else we want to do here before we move on?
Can we do... Do you have you?
No, I don't have me.
Oh, you got to do you too. So
I don't have to do me. I can just do my own voice when I need it.
No, but it would be funnier if the AI is doing it because it's off a little bit. It's like Uncanny Valley. That's why you should use it for you sometimes. You know what I mean?
Stop. No, I don't... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Here's one.
Yee, encounter.
The Sean Mooney one's really good.
Yee. Play that again.
Yee, encounter.
I'm sorry. But yeah, those of you that like that, it's funny.
Oh, man.
One more thing.
What's he got up his sleeve there? He's typing. He's typing, folks. I'm covering. I'm garthing.
I don't know how this will come out, but we're going to try it, okay?
Okay. What's it doing?
One sec.
What's it thinking?
Hi. I was not a dis taping. I farted and then made chicken. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay. All right, folks. We're going to move it along here. We're very sorry if you want hard-hitting analysis for squash matches.
Yeah, sorry.
But
so Jake put the snake on poo-poo or whatever his name
is. A great poupon, and then he won.
Yeah.
And now...
Now it's constricting him.
That's what it does. It's living up to its name.
I fought it.
And then my checker. Ha, ha! Listen. Oh, no!
Why is Vince saying, oh, no, like anything's happening? The snake's kind of just crawling. It's not even really doing anything.
It's still a little gross. Don't you think it's gross?
I don't think it's that gross.
It's a snook! Oh, Bruno, it's a snook. It's gross. I'm not the toy.
You know what I wonder? If you did any tests where you took Gene saying, you know, doing an interview, right? And then you type the exact words of the interview and saw how close the AI sounded.
I've done that, but it doesn't.
It's not perfect. Okay.
It doesn't know what it's trying to imitate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would just be interesting if even the sample was the same and the word.
Occasionally.
Just to see how I guess that's testing the accuracy of the AI.
Occasionally it knows. Hey, it's your boy.
Barbie.
Dave Barbie. Who's he fighting? I didn't see who that was,
actually. He's fighting somebody? Mike Sharp.
Mike Sharp? I haven't seen him in a bit.
Yeah.
Is he going to yell? He'll yell, right? Definitely in the yell era.
Yeah, Mike. This is the yelly.
Sharp.
And not too much there.
No. Were they fighting? More tags?
JYD and somebody. Oh, Haiti Kid's here. Wait.
George Steele.
Oh. I thought the Haiti Kid was going to... That would be insulting.
That'd be great.
By the way, that'd be really insulting if you fought two grown jobbers in Haiti Kid and JYD.
Grown? Is that your choice of words?
Yeah, they're older or whatever than Haiti Kid.
Now, do you not like Haiti Kid?
He is a kid. It's in the name.
It is in the name. You're right. Oh, Elephant Arm McGee. I would like to see the Haiti Kid pin Iron Mike Sharp, honestly. It would be funny.
Is Haiti Kid, like, in high school or something? Is he, like, Webster, where he's, like, a little shorter, but he's still a kid? You know?
Yeah, that's what he... I don't... feel the butt... Shut up! Fuck you! This other...
What's wrong with that sign?
Jadrol over here with the fucking beard. They all stink. You know what I think?
They all stink! You should get Ted DiBiase in the AI.
I don't know how good that... Yeah, I guess it'll pick up okay. If Hogan
especially the yelly voice, because it's funnier.
It is. The Hogan voice is my favorite
one. Wait, why is Haiti Kid on the apron? Is he in this match?
You can't see if he's on the floor, Quinn.
Remember, he can get a stool.
Dink used to do this. They don't have. It's Poughkeepsie, High Andrew Rogers and Gabriel Rolon. It's Poughkeepsie. They don't have stools.
They're made of plastic. Just give him one to bring to the ring with him. You know, he brings the stool with him.
Are they a hunk of plastic?
They're a hunk of plastic.
Speaking of stool, here's George Steele on the ring. Happy Friday, everybody.
80K.
In case you're wondering how it's going, I'm drinking Arizona peach iced tea at like 4 in the afternoon when we're doing this.
Because it's Thanksgiving Eve, so we're doing this earlier.
It's live.
Well,
Black Friday.
Yeah, right. Okay,
fine. It's the day before Thanksgiving, all right?
I wonder what there's going to be deals on for Black Friday.
I don't know. We also record Acid Wash Memories before we do this, okay? Yep. Anything else we need to tell everybody?
Don't worry about it.
I'm off work today, so we did it earlier instead of 7 p.m., which is our normal recording time.
Right.
Quinn came at 2:10 today.
Sorry.
He had issues. Remember the GoPuff?
And I didn't get good sleep. I was all in a kerfluffle.
I woke up at 6:30 and then went to ShopRite. I was in ShopRite by 6:45.
The Spotswood one? By the Carvel?
North Brunswick, by you.
Oh, okay.
I got Gabagool, Sweet Sopressata, Prosciutto, and pancetta.
Might need to stop by here for some of that tomorrow.
Yeah, you can come tomorrow. I told you you can come over.
You know, you got my own family thing, but a lot of times they get done real early.
Does your mom make you leave at like four?
It's very... There's animal problems up there. It's true.
Animal problems in the ring, too. We got a dog and an animal. But you can come over whenever you want.
In the mountains or whatever, so yeah. It's like there's creatures at night.
I think we're eating dinner. Sorry that we're talking about our personal lives, folks, but this is what we do. If you don't like it, just turn the hell off.
That's what this show is. I thought that's what we're supposed to do.
It's been that for like four and a half years. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. George Steele stopped Mike Sharp from attacking the Haiti kid.
Well, that's nice of him.
Yeah.
Ooh, Sharp in the corner. Is that camera angle different? I swear they got a new handheld.
I don't know. I think this is unfair with the Haiti kid. He's got the tag rope.
He hasn't done anything, Quinn, to be fair to him.
Are they going
to
tag him in?
No, it's not a...
He's holding the tag rope, Joe.
For support, for balance.
That means he's legal.
Did Barbie wear Is he wearing purple for the first time? I don't remember wearing purple.
It looks like a light shade. Like it could be confused for black. Like it's hard to tell.
You see the Barbie movie?
I did not, but I
didn't either.
I kind of want to see it because it looks like it's like more of a lampoon kind of thing. Like
yeah,
it's more comedy.
Yeah. I heard the song from it that what's her face had. What's her face? I'm wearing her fucking
Miley?
Shirt. Dua Lipa.
Oh.
And,
you like Dua Lipa?
I like Dua Lipa.
I don't even know anything Dua Lipa
She
does.
Had a Dance the Night Away from that. It's a fucking awesome song.
You know what I did watch recently music related? I watched this documentary on the Hypnosis. It's like the people who made all the cool album covers for like Led Zeppelin and all this shit.
I know who you mean, actually, from the 70s.
Like Paul McCartney and stuff. Like
yeah, I forget which one they did for him.
Band on the Run. They did a bunch for him.
They did Band on the Run for him?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Look up their
I know who you mean.
If you look up their Wikipedia, throughout the entire 70s, they did like probably at least like, I want to say 70 to 100 album covers. Like, it's insane.
I know exactly who you mean. I didn't know they did Band on the Run for McCartney. Wow.
Yeah. No, they basically what happened was is after they did the Led Zeppelin, the famous one with the prism or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had done some before then. They
Sharp
were like Led Zeppelin's personal like cover.
Artwork people.
But they were working on other things like 10cc and stuff like that.
I like them. Yeah.
Anyway, they did all these covers and essentially, like, it was expensive to get them after a while, like, especially after Led Zeppelin.
Thump on Barbie. Hold that thought. Point one, two,
there it
three.
Is.
Okay. JYD and who was he teaming with? Steel. They win.
It would cost like $50,000 or some shit for them to get to do your cover.
Hey, Haiti kid just stepped up.
What did I say about this kid? This
you
Haiti
don't like
kid?
Him, huh?
This is what I mean.
Yeah.
He does things when he's not supposed to.
But you did feel bad when Ace and Piper beat him up, right?
That was not nice. But it's also not nice to, like, do, you know, kick people and stuff. Dave Barbie had nothing to do with that.
He has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
So it became very overpriced, basically, or at least market priced.
But even so, what happened was, what led to their breakup was essentially, like, the art people's breakup. Because it was like a design house.
Yeah.
Essentially, when the MTV music videos came along, they decided you know, we're not getting as much requests for albums anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, see, it's another kid with Haiti Kid.
Taller than the Haiti Kid.
Yeah.
They're not getting as much requests for albums.
It was starting to slow down, right? Because they were expensive and stuff. And right. The music videos became more important. So they tried to start a video production company.
Right.
To do music videos, but in the style of their album artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like very artsy fartsy, right?
What is this on that you watch this on?
Netflix. Squaring the something.
Okay.
But it was very interesting. It was very interesting. And the whole thing blew up. They went out, they stopped in like 82 or 83 or something.
That makes sense. So you might come tomorrow is what you're saying.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe we can watch that while I'm there.
We're eating dinner at like 3:30.
Well, you know how it is. I come in later and then I munch on
your
leftovers.
Once we're done, I'm saying, yeah. So
I always get a plate.
You'll come like, it'll be like the good crossover. You know, like we'll be done eating.
You guys be like vegetating with the food and then I'll come in and I'll grab a drumstick or something of extra turkey.
Yep, and the guitars might come out. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I know.
Something on YouTube.
Something on YouTube, the whole nine yards.
Quinn's been to Thanksgiving at my house a bunch of times.
So this is going to be here tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So I just drive down the street and I'm here?
Yeah.
Really?
No, it's here.
Oh, wow.
It's not my mom. It was my mom's last 2 years, for those of you that care.
Yeah.
Which is like,
well, I did go over there, too, for one of them.
You've been there? Yeah.
I popped in.
You've been there for stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's always like my tail end of Thanksgiving Day tradition is I pop into Joe's Thanksgiving and then hang out.
Because when we used to live together, we had a big house that we rented with a bunch of people.
And I went to a couple of them.
You would
Your family like started expecting me to be there.
I'm not kidding. Like 3 days ago, my mom was like, is Quinn coming? What about Quinn? Is he coming? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe. I'll ask him.
And like, so now I just do it. Like, because I get back from mine ends early all the time.
Yes.
Right? So then I got nothing to do. It's, you know, it starts to get like 6 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm watching stupid movies or whatever, doing nothing in my own house by myself. So
he comes over.
I'll pop in.
And my mom, I mean, like, he's come to my son's birthdays and my mom says, this is all real.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. Hit it. Sorry. We're done. We're done talking about that. Sorry.
Federation action.
Oh, Beaston.
Home Totter, Boston's own strongman, Ted Arcidi, to meet Big John.
Only blue background in this episode, Quinn.
Don Quinn, you're going to love this one.
Come on in.
The British Bulldogs.
British.
The Dynamite Kid, Davey Boy Smith, tag team champions.
Ooh, Johnny V.
John V.
Champions, battle tied at Beefcake.
Christian Ouellette.
Manager of the corner, Johnny Valiant, tonight.
Well, let me tell you something, baby. Tonight is going to be our crowning. Because this is going to go down as the shortest time
that
any tag team has ever held the title. Now, this stuff's enough. Enough's enough.
This stuff is enough.
I said there was a fluke up there in Chicago, and I'm going to prove to you tonight that it was just a miscarriage of justice.
Mm-hmm.
There was too much hocus pocus out there.
Too
much distractions. Too many tables. Too many photographers.
Too many
syndicated columnists. They got this to go. Hey, I don't know this. Hey, I want to know one thing. It's all going to happen tonight, baby. Because tonight, that's it. Town boys.
I think you were watching Kathy Lee Crosby, quite honestly, a little too much. Yeah. Brutus Beefcake, tonight an opportunity to regain
those
belts.
Don't talk to him.
Well, you know, I've said it over and over again.
You should never be talking.
The Bulldogs would not hesitate for a second to sacrifice
their own. Isn't that his WrestleMania 3 coat?
Is it that one?
And that's exactly what happened to the guy. Laid himself out. Just to get a chance, just to get those belts around his waist. Well, now we know how far you'll go.
Why does Valentine
Bulldog,
always have to like pick up the pieces every promo?
It's like Johnny V and Brutus make a mess, and then John.
He's got fixed.
Greg Valentine needs to serious it up.
Well, I got to say one thing for the Bulldogs: they are definitely tough, but they definitely got more guts than brains to sign a title.
Why
match
is he so good?
Already,
even you like
tonight,
him now.
So fresh off WrestleMania 2,
cheap Ric
these
Flair,
men
but
cannot be ready. I know that Dynamite Kid is hurt.
Not,
I saw
good
him fall off on his back on a video replay. He landed on his back. He has got a cracked vertebrae. And I know the other guy over there, Davey Boy Smith, who thinks he's really hot stuff now because he's a world champion. I know that he's bit off more than he can chew. Because when we go in there tonight in the Boston Garden, you're going to have to look at the hammer. You're going to have to look at the Beefcake. And you're going to have to look at Luscious Johnny.
No one wants to look
at the former
that's
world tag
wanna
team champions.
See
and
that
not for long. Because we don't like going around saying that we're the ex-champions. It's not going to happen very much longer.
Oh, he's doing Sheik style.
Paying some dues, man.
Hey.
We should have hurt you before. But
I'm sorry. Greg Valentine is underrated in this whole run.
He's not bad
since he's come back. He's really good. He's like just like, I'm a good wrestler. Fuck you.
Oh,
Genie V.
Genie V, what are you doing?
Remember Johnny V's Hall of Fame speech that I dropped some of it into a
very and it's unprepared.
Like, what can I say?
It was good.
I watch wrestling still sometimes. Yeah. What are you talking about?
It's Johnny V.
Next week,
wait.
The giant, but scheduled to appear indefinitely, certainly on hand, will be the tag team combination of Tito Santana and his partner, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Wait,
those two getting together.
Porno?
The face, the tag team combination of the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and his partner, the Magnificent Morocco.
That's good.
May sweeps.
Yeah.
That's why. Next.
Wow.
May.
That is a good match.
That is.
And, the Macho Man will be able to function as
Morocco
a unit.
Savage?
Well, they're two great professionals.
That's like a dream team right there.
Seriously, man.
Well, the two Intercontinental champ people.
Two of the best.
Yeah.
May sweeps. That means next month will be good.
They should have done a match where it was like a battle of the Intercontinental champs, right? And so, like, what it is basically like Tito has to team with Valentine and Morocco has to team with Macho Man.
Stop.
But it's like all IC.
It would have been fun.
Or they could have put Pedro on Tito's team, I guess.
Put him nowhere.
Yeah.
How about they just don't put him anywhere?
That's the only one that they have four under their roster right now. So
yeah,
but and,
I don't want
and Pedro.
We don't need
five technically because of Pedro. It's unfortunate.
What do we have an exciting?
Oh,
maybe Iron Sheik. He'll have things to say.
Didn't see any of him.
Exciting fucking action.
Prime time of some kind.
WWF wrestling. Okay. Where is this from Australia?
Welcome, Gorilla Monsoon here for the World Wrestling Federation.
Maple
and joining
Leaf.
Me this
I know
week
this is Quinn.
My co-host.
No, I don't.
Why is he? It's
All Star
commentating.
Distinct pleasure to be here, Mr. Monsoon.
Billy Mitchell, Jesse the Body.
Of course, not.
Remember, no Jesse, so everyone's.
I like this. Why is Mr. Fuji managing him while he commentates?
Just helping. You say this.
The Animal Steel teaming up with Corporal Kirshner.
The Animal, one of Fuji's ex. Mr. Fuji's ex keeps and typical
Deadpool. Of course, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Gorilla just moving on.
Up with King
I
Kong.
Two islanders that are lost no matter where they go.
Oh, my
and
God.
Don't forget the snake.
Another tremendous tag team matchup. Big John
it's like
Stone
live
in
the
Kong
arena.
Huh? What an awesome duo they are.
Talked about weight.
Plenty of action all coming your way, so let's go up the ringside right now.
Mr. Fuji doing nothing.
Of course.
That's the way he...
He weighs 252
that's what he does.
Pounds.
And what's
the
this?
John Canine.
Mr. Wonderful!
Okay.
There's got to be a reason we're seeing... Oh, Morocco.
Morocco's a commentator. Why does this show... I like the environment better than Championship.
I kind of do, too, sometimes.
It's really a shame.
It's brighter. I think that's what it is.
It is better
lit. It looks more live. Like, I feel like the lighting affects... It looks more pre-taped when it's dark.
I don't disagree.
And it looks like super live when it's light.
I don't disagree.
This is more the Regis and Kathy Lee of wrestling.
Stop.
It's so bright in there.
It is John Canine. Piece of shit.
That's why he's in the mental stages.
Very good thinking. Very good thinking.
Mr. Wonderful.
Why is Fuji on commentary?
I don't know.
Ever.
Gorilla didn't even introduce him like he was on, like he's just there. Like,
completely ignored him.
Yeah.
Tried to get your hands on
he sounds like somebody Gorilla would call a piece of garbage, Mr. Fuji.
That piece of garbage, yeah, the devious one.
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at him. Doesn't want any part of Mr. Wonderful right at this point.
I think it's great that time Mr. Fuji randomly slapped Bobby. Just because.
Is that you won?
Yeah.
Just because Fuji's still a heel.
Like, ha.
You announce now? Fuck you. I manage.
I don't think so. I don't think.
Yeah, they are building this feud, Quinn. Part of
me. Still.
Show you how to do the pile driver, I think.
Well, I mean, you were wondering, are Orndorff and Morocco going to feud? It seems like they do. I have hiccups. So I'm sorry. I'm trying not to let it
affect me. I don't really, like... I didn't feel like it needed to go further than WrestleMania 2.
But it wasn't even anything before that. Is that what you mean?
It ended on a schmoz. Let's just leave it at that, and we'll move on.
What?
Remember, like, nobody won or whatever at WrestleMania.
No, but I mean, you don't want it to get settled.
I don't care.
That's true. I mean, what are they feuding about?
Nothing. Because they got a count-out thing at WrestleMania?
Because they have nothing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's more?
Why is Wonderful not feuding with Macho Man or something? Like, the IC champion.
You would think. You know who I don't like? Johnny Canine.
Yeah, he stinks. I can see the ceiling or something up there.
Don't bring that up. You haven't had to say that in a really long time.
Yeah. Also, Why is this match still going on? It's a jobber match. It should be over.
It's because Morocco's talking.
Crazy mind.
And Fuji.
So, I never heard that particular Confucius saying.
He won't stop laughing.
He's got a million of
She's still going.
In a good sense of Mr. Fuji, a magnificent one.
It's all in the depth of the mind.
What?
It's all in the depths of the
They're
mind.
They're just fucking high.
They're just saying
those
things.
Those two were drunk or something. John K-9.
Who's this ref with the puffy hair?
Oh, that's Baryshnikov.
I don't know.
Baryshnikov? Okay.
Been there all the time. I'm just gonna say when
this is this has happened before on this show where you got
yeah, but
hang
not
ups.
Live. I've been able to edit around it in our old show.
Well, you have DaVinci Resolve. You can edit.
I'm not editing my hiccups out of the video.
You can just dampen the audio.
Quinn, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I mean, yesterday was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yesterday. Very much yesterday.
Just saying. Oh,
okay,
shit.
Wait. Oh, look.
He's doing almost the Hogan air clap.
Don't do that Mr. Fuji stuff again, please. But they have to edit out. Okay, here comes the pile driver. Maybe Don Morocco will get pissy and jump in the ring.
I'm fine with that. One, two.
I don't know why. He doesn't, like, care about Johnny K-9.
He doesn't care, but nobody cares about Johnny K-9. Look at that. Live shot of them on commentary. They are feuding, Quinn. I like that.
I don't like that look on Don Morocco. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
He's taking his necklace off and shit.
Mr. Wonderful pointing the finger.
Okay, he's putting his headset back on.
Look at Fuji all concerned.
Fuji has doesn't have his hat on.
I know, it's
good.
It'd
be funny if he put his hat on top of
the headset.
Like, yeah, like that.
Oh, they're feuding about who has a better pile driver.
That's stupid.
Boston Garden, Richard.
1986.
Please be Ted Arcidi.
What is this? Why is Frisbee Man in the ring and everything?
Oh, your favorite.
Is that the Duke?
Yeah.
He's back.
I don't want him to be. I don't want to hear...
Wait, no, that's not him. Psycho Capone.
Who the fuck is Psycho Capone?
I don't know. He looks cool. Look at his glasses, Joe.
Looks stupid.
I like him.
I don't want to see this. Like, literally at all, Richard.
Psycho Capone might win.
Shut up.
Leaping Lanny. Lanny...
Wait. Why is Mel Phillips the referee?
There's a lot of things wrong right now.
No!
And now you get a poem?
My favorite cheese is Home Alone. I'm going to beat Psycho Capone. Home Alone.
Home Alone is cheese?
Provolone.
Man dressed in leather and lead. And if he wrestles like his name, I'll make him wish he stayed in bed.
Fuck. Just shut up, all of it.
Who is Psycho Capone? I've never seen him in my life. I've seen a lot of wrestling in my time.
He may be old already.
Where? What was this taped on? An English muffin?
Maybe.
Shut up, Gorilla.
This guy looks like, what's his head from Fast Times? Sean Penn.
Sean Penn's
character. What's his name?
I don't remember. Psycho Capone. Who the heck was Psycho Capone? All right, hang on here. Thank you to ringthedamnbell.wordpress.com.
Ring the damn bell. Got Lord Hayes here in this bad reception.
Did they just, like, never release this ever again?
Is there some bad information here?
Okay, there's a reason.
He looks like Jeff Spicoli, Psycho Capone. That's it.
Yes. There's a reason, though.
What? Oh, no. Did he, like, do
something? There's something to watch here, okay?
Oh. Is that why we never hear from Psycho Capone ever again?
There's something...
Jeff Spicoli, the wrestler?
I'm glad that I looked into this, actually, because...
Okay, he did a cartwheel.
His real name is Joe Wickline.
What did he do wrong, Joe?
You're going to see.
What is he, try to beat Lanny or something?
Or they think that his name is Joe Wickline. Yeah, you're going to see.
Oh, look at that.
Lanny took him down.
A scissor.
All right, so I agree with Richard including this.
I want to see what the hell happens here. Is it notorious or something? It's like a bad thing.
You'll see.
Oh, man, it's cut.
It's better. Good. Oh, man. Okay, here, Quinn. No, wait, maybe not yet. Yeah, this might be it. Finisher, right?
Okay. Does he kick out of it or something?
Yeah. Thankfully, this is in better quality now. All right, so now the moonsault, right? Lanny's finisher, right?
He's going to do it again, I think. He's practicing. Here he goes.
All right.
I'm glad I looked it up. It was a legit kick out.
Oh, Lanny pulled him up.
He pushed up.
Pulled him up.
Oh, no.
So Lanny with a body slam.
Slams him down once more. What's he going to do?
So.
Something different. Watch it.
Boy, Lanny's going to town on him now, though.
Wow.
Ooh.
Hooks the leg and the neck. Cradled it.
He's still kicked out. Mel Phillips counted it anyway.
I wonder. So that guy was fired or something?
Not that he worked for them, you know.
You know, never worked here again.
I don't know.
Wonder why he kicked out.
I don't know. Why is Mel Phillips the referee is my biggest problem with this whole thing.
I do legit wonder if maybe he thought, because Lanny has a bunch of flips, maybe he was like, is that the one? Like, literally got confused.
Maybe he's just a psycho. Where are we?
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Championship Wrestling.
No!
Why? So what's going on here? Why is this asshole back?
Jack Reynolds.
He's not supposed to work here. I don't like him.
Okay, so.
And then now Ken Resnick's with him. This is horrible,
We have a final one-time appearance by Jack Reynolds.
Unnecessary.
And a debut of Ken Resnick.
A passing of the crappy torch.
Ken Resnick's fine. Now, this is Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
You know who fought? You know what the main event was of the show?
No. Sabu versus somebody. You know, his dad or whatever.
Ed Farhat.
Yeah.
Hogan Savage.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I think they were just desperate for people, so they called up Jack Reynolds. I'm not kidding.
God, Jack Reynolds.
He hasn't worked here since July.
He should never be back.
What's your problem?
July last year.
85, yeah. What's your problem with Jack Reynolds?
He's nothing. Like,
look at him. Is that what it is?
There's really nothing else. I can't describe it. Just look at him.
Okay.
This is Jack Reynolds at ringside along with Ken Resnick. And boy, we've got a full house here at the fabulous Joe Louis Arena.
Not only that, Jack, but of course the capacity crowd.
Now, what is Resnick from before this?
AWA.
Okay.
He had a mustache there.
It is going to be the great stars of the WWE in action.
Is that necessary?
The main event.
Yeah, what's going on with the camera?
They fell.
Hulk Hogan defending the WWE Championship against the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
No, don't show Siviafi.
Who the hell is this guy in the ring?
That's Siviafi.
No, the ref. Right
here at the that's Frank Perdue. I don't know.
What the hell?
Doesn't he fight Bret Hart?
Bret Hart?
Yeah, doesn't he?
Oh, my God, you're right.
Doesn't everyone cheer when Bret wins?
Siviafi? What is happening here? You got Ken Resnick?
Jack Reynolds? We're in Detroit.
Some weird old man ref.
Yeah, isn't this where Bret wins and everyone cheers? Like, he's the face.
Well, I mean, it's Siviafi. Nobody cheers for Siviafi.
Gene Taylor?
Siviafi literally will, like, whatever. He's like the opposite. Everyone hates him.
Yes,
so,
everyone
like,
hates him.
If you're a heel and you're fighting him, you will get cheered.
Let's hear it. Mainly booze.
It's not working. They're not going to convince us that he's as good as Superfly.
No. Let's see if Brett gets cheered.
Weighing 235 pounds.
It's by process of elimination.
From Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Brett the Hitman Hart.
Is that Alfred Hitchcock?
The referee is Al Bulldog Thomas.
Al Bulldog Thomas is a referee. You know he's a former wrestler if he has a nickname. Oop, excuse me.
No, I didn't think much of Siviafi.
Stop it. Don't do the Brett impression. Right, you were asked not to do that by a lot of people.
I thought I had a good one there.
I'm
saying I don't think of much of Siviafi.
You know, he was kind of...
I would just skip to the end because it's not even worth our time.
So let's hear the pop for the finish.
Yeah.
All the weapons coming out right now. Look at this. Oh,
backbreaker finish.
That's going to do it.
That's what should happen. I don't think Siviafi should be Bret Hart. Not even just... Tag wrestler Bret Hart.
No,
he's not that good.
Siviafi should not be winning this. Everyone's cheering.
Yeah, it's true.
Sorry.
Wow.
Producer director Terry Cunningham.
Shut up.
World Wrestling Federation, just signing
off here.
I would like to thank. I tell you, it was quite a night.
Well, I'm gone for good. Thanks.
Really, yep.
not only enjoyed all the excitement, but it
why
was.
Why did they bring him back?
They needed somebody.
It was a place to be, without a doubt. The entire
so this is the
of
official end of Jack Reynolds.
We'll like, never see him again.
Thank God.
But we will always see Ken Resnick for the
that's
rest of the year.
Unfortunate.
What's wrong with Ken Resnick? He's fine.
He's not that bad. I just, I'd rather just have Gene, to be quite honest with you.
Truly, Jack Reynolds.
We all would.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you again next time.
You won't.
Prime,
prime
time.
Time.
Okay.
Oh, I know why.
Oh, wait, Jesse's not here. Oh, Bobby.
First one.
Bobby the Brain Heenan. Hello, everyone.
He didn't say your host, Bobby the Brain.
No, he doesn't know yet.
Wrestling gets set for another action-packed 2 hours.
Here we go, the beginning of the legend.
Yep, it's the first one.
As only the superstars of the World Wrestling Federation can deliver, I want to welcome at this time, once again, my special guest, Bobby the Brain Heenan, sitting in for
Jesse
the Body Ventura. Still down in Puerto Vallarta making his movie. Welcome, Bobby.
Well, thank you very much. And I hope that you and everybody else out there are getting ready to go to the Academy Awards next year, because I'm quite sure Jesse's going to win one.
Well, I don't know.
He's very suave here, Bobby. He's not a goof just yet.
He's very slick.
By the time he does get back.
Well, he's probably going to be busy having his handprints and feet put in Groman's Chinese Theater and all that.
Maybe already likes him. You can tell.
We'll have to wait and see when that
does happen. He hasn't even put any nuggets of good shit yet.
Nope.
From Madison Square Garden, the mecca for all professional sports.
The hub of professional athletes.
Well,
very
got
serious.
Some tremendous.
Yeah, this isn't anything yet.
Feature the Iron Sheik from Iran taking from the 82nd Airborne, Corporal Kirshner.
We're going to Corporal Kirshner.
Corporal Kirshner, you suck.
Fuck you.
He only made it the corporal.
Well, what are you going to do about sometimes?
Yeah.
You don't know how many years he was in the Marines.
Well, an hour and a half was probably too long for our country.
Well, we've got a classic from Madison Square Garden.
Okay, that was a good one.
Professor Tanaka, Chopstick Charlie, my old friend, teaming up with his partner, of course, Mr. Fuji. That's an interesting tag.
Whoa, that's on this?
To see what went
what is that, from 1981 or something?
Some 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Of course, many other exciting bouts, Leaping Lanny Poffo.
How did they do that on prime time? It's like, here's this match from 10 years ago.
Fill time.
Yeah.
So let's go down to ringside.
I know we're cutting everything except
that. Well, that wraps up another week here on Primetime Wrestling. Sorry, we saw some tremendous matchups, and I can... first of all, I want to thank you, Bobby, for being here, and I can honestly say that you were not near as obnoxious as I thought you would be.
Stick around. I'll be back next week.
Oh, that's what I'm afraid of. Don't forget, wrestling fans, watch TNT.
It starts off
very intentious. Sort of ominous, though.
Yeah.
Of course, 7 Central. And, of course, on Sundays, my other colleague, Mean Gene Okerlund, a dear friend of yours, with All American Wrestling, comes on at noon and 11 Central.
I like Gene.
As always, the best in wrestling action
very
right here on
calm
USA
to start
Network.
Here.
And, of course, part-time wrestling.
What makes you think I'm obnoxious?
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that.
If we had a mirror, well, you could just take a look in the monitor. Gorilla Monsoon for the Brain.
Wait a minute.
The obnoxious Brain saying
not
so
obnoxious.
Long.
Is this the beginning?
There's nothing wrong with me.
He insulted him. Joe.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Host Gorilla Monsoon.
Not Bobby.
Bobby Heenan.
But it doesn't say host Bobby Heenan.
No. Nelson Swegler, obviously. When did they get rid of those columns? Those aren't there the whole time, right? In the front?
Yeah, the set changes eventually. I mean, has a nice little effect, though, when they pull out, I think.
It does.
Mm. I see what they're going for with the columns in the front that you don't see when they zoom in, but when you zoom out.
True. It gets blue when? The end of 86? I forget when. Early 87? It gets blue.
Yeah, when does the classic set show up?
You mean the blue one or like the gray different one?
The one with the TV behind them.
That's 88.
Or the TV behind them.
That's 88. Is that it?
Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, that is it. Listen, the canon part of it, this show was...
excellent.
Yeah.
I thought this was fine, in my opinion.
I didn't like any of the tag matches, but...
No, but it was just a very casual episode. Like, they didn't...
It was, yeah.
A little too much tag team, but what are you going to do?
I did like that we finally know now when to mark it, when the blue background.
Yeah, so the blue's here, I guess. I wasn't sure if that was just bullshit at first, but, like, it seems like it's everything.
It was
so.
In every promo, so we got that. We saw the debut of Ken Resnick.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the final appearance ever of Jack Reynolds in WWF.
That's a good. That's a very good thing.
And the debut of Bobby the Brain Heenan on primetime, and no Andre Quinn.
Yeah, something's going on there. I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out next week, next taping. Folks, thank you for hanging in, for bearing with my hiccups that I still have here. And most of all, for enjoying the canon. We really do appreciate you guys. We hope you have a good weekend ahead. We will be back for December. And for May of 86, next week on Friday. of course, our regularly scheduled time. In the meantime, a reminder, you can go to patreon.com/OVP podcast for Canon Plus. We've got Saturday Night's main event coming out soon. You can get WrestleMania 2 at In Your House. It's Time is coming out next weekend, okay?
So, and next week, Joe will be over his hiccups.
I'll totally be over that. Hopefully, Quinn comes over for Thanksgiving, which obviously happened yesterday, but hopefully he does.
Hopefully, and I come over in the past.
And if not, hey, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. But thank you guys for being with us. And on Acid Wash Memories, Monday the 27th will be infomercials. So that'll be a lot of fun. So
it'll be a good one. So
it'll be a few easy payments of zero for you guys to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Until that time, whatever you're doing, be sure to have a good week. A good weekend, and most of all, keep your feet warm and your seltzer cold.
And your hiccups off.
And your hiccups off. Until next week on The Canon, this is Joe Morata and Michael Quinn wishing you the very best.
See ya.